I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Jennifer Lamy. She's Executive Director of the Marquette Builders Exchange, and Pamela Barman, who is Area Director of Area 36 with the Special Olympics of Michigan. We talked about the Marquette Builders Exchange involvement in the upcoming UP Builders Show and also how it's going to benefit Special Olympics. Here's more with Jennifer Lamy and Pamela Barman.
The Builders Exchange is a commercial construction plan room or an information resource for contractors. When projects go out for bid, we are notified by either architects or owners, and we let our members know about those projects so that they can bid on those projects and get the work.
So you've been involved now with the Builders Show. Why get involved with this and co-coordinated? What's the hope with that?
Well, you know, the Builders Exchange actually founded the event in 1975, so we're actually going on our 43rd year of putting the show on. And it's growing every year. We have over 200 booths this year that are all filled. So it's just something that we thought that the community really needed, and obviously it did, because it's been growing every year.
Now, we did hear not too long ago that all of the booth spaces are sold out, which means there's going to be a lot of stuff for people to check out. Let's give everybody kind of the vitals of when and where, in case they're just hearing about it for the first time.
Sure. It's March 9th through the 11th. Friday night, it is 5 to 9. Saturday, 10 to 8, and Sunday 11 to 4, and that's at the Superior Dome in Marquette.
Now, one of the things also that we've heard is you have a lot of new, sort of different vendors this year. Tell me about that a little bit.
We do. We've seen a real increase in just general contractors, a lot of builders who can help you with your home projects, and some of the newer people who've come in have also been outbuildings. You know, everybody seems to need the pole building and the sheds and some places to store all your toys and your snowblower. So we've seen a lot of people coming in that area as well.
Is this a sign, do you think, that because the vendors are signing up and you have sold out all the vendor spaces, that they feel that people are more confident to spend this kind of money to get these projects going right now?
Definitely. I know there are a lot of very busy builders, and this is a really good place to go and meet them and meet some people and maybe get some ideas and find out, you know, what they can do for you. But I think that the market here for building is very strong, both in commercial and in homes.
Now, the Builder Show is happening again when and where?
March 9th through the 11th at the Superior Dome in Marquette.
Now, Jennifer Lamy is with us. She is the Executive Director of the Marquette Builders Exchange. And we're joined in the studio by Pam Barman, who is Area Director of Area 36 with the Special Olympics of Michigan. Good morning, Pam. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Jennifer, wanted to ask you a little bit, because with the Marquette Builders Exchange, you're doing something with Special Olympics. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing at the Builders Show.
Well, each of the organizations who put on the Builders Show choose a nonprofit to benefit from the event. So we have them, they get a free booth, we each donate $500, and we encourage them to do fundraising. We limit the fundraising to those two organizations so that they can benefit fully from the event. And this year we've chosen the Area 36 Special Olympics.
Well, Pam is with us this morning. Pam Barman, the Area Director of Area 36 with Special Olympics of Michigan. And what will you be doing at your booth? What can folks expect?
Well, we're just going to be kind of bringing public awareness of Area 36 Special Olympics, and just kind of getting the word out as to what our program is and how the community can help our program and our intellectual disability athletes in choosing to participate in the program. And
so there'll be a lot of information there if people have questions.
Yes,
but it is also a fundraiser for your group. So are you doing anything in particular there that will be happening?
Yes, we're currently fundraising. We have three needs in our area currently. We have needs for athletic uniforms, cycling uniforms, and aquatics uniforms. So we're hoping to raise funds to meet those needs for the athletes.
And will you have just donation areas, or are you doing any kind of, I don't know, mementos or anything like that? Or how's it going to be working?
Well, the current plan is, you know, any donations will greatly be appreciated. But we also will be having icons that we're going to be selling to support an athlete in obtaining a uniform for the said athlete.
If people can't make it to the Builders Show and they want to find out some more information about Special Olympics here in Michigan and in our area, what's a good way to find out some more?
Well, they can definitely reach out to me at area36@somi.org, which is our email, and then also our web page of www.somi.org. SOMI.org, and then they can track to the to Area 36 off of that website.
But you will be there through the course of the weekend, and you'll have information available, and I'm happy to take some contributions as well.
Definitely.
Well, we certainly would encourage you to do that. And Jennifer, I know that as a co-coordinator with the Marquette Builders Exchange of the event, you want people to come out and see what there is, because the vendors' booths are sold out, yes. And that means there's going to be a lot to see, and it's coming up soon. So let's give them all the details one more time.
March 9th through the 11th at the Superior Dome in Marquette. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We hope to see you there. You've got a lot of projects can be planned and created during that weekend.
Well, we're going to be there with Great Lakes Radio through yes. the course of the weekend. I'm absolutely going to hate it because I've got a couple of projects already in mind in two different places. But I say that jokingly because it's indicative of... You've got a lot of different vendors coming. And one thing I want to make sure you mention, get a chance to mention, and we talked about this in the past, but you can bring the family because there's things for kids to do while you're there too.
Definitely.
So, and you, tell me a little bit about
that. The children's activity area is goes over wonderfully. There's all kinds of crafts and activities. Of course, the kids love the face painting. It's just a nice thing to do in the middle of winter. You can bring the whole family out and they can, you know, have some fun and... You know, make it a family event.
Well, we're very happy to be a part of it to help get the word out. It sounds like it's getting off to a really successful start. Again, the UP Builders Show is happening when and where?
March 9th through the 11th at the Superior Dome in Marquette.
That's the comments of Jennifer Lamy, Executive Director of the Marquette Builders Exchange, and Pamela Barman, Area Director of Area 36 for Special Olympics of Michigan. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.